Praise God. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into St. John's Gospel. We're in chapter 12. St. John chapter 12, verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. When you find that, hold it. Let me get back up here on a springboard so I can get off. Hallelujah. Now notice when I want to read this.
12 and 19.
For the story and the setting in this message, the Jews, the celebration of Passover is in Jerusalem. That's where we're at. Many, the Bible said, much people of the Jews came because Jesus was there, and they wanted to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Oh, God. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days when Jesus stood in his grave and called him forth, and he came out, and he came back to life.
Yes.
He heard Jesus' voice. Death had to let loose of him, and he got up and he came out of his tomb. Yep. So that brings us now to John 12. Look at verse 19. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Hey God, behold, the world is gone after him.
Yeah.
And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus.
Yes.
And Philip came and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip comes and tells Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So the Pharisees said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? The chief rulers wanted to do away with Jesus, but they couldn't do it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
They couldn't stop him. The rulers said, why haven't you got him? And they said, never a man spake like this man.
Yeah.
His words are with power.
Yeah.
How many knows that he is greater than the devil?
Yeah.
Praise God, he still has all power. You ain't prevailed, you haven't got him, the world has gone after him. They was certain Greeks, or here's where I want to go. They was certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. That same came therefore to Philip and of Bethsaida, Galilee, and desired him, saying, sirs, we would see Jesus.
Yes.
I'd like to preach or teach tonight. Who is this Jesus?
Come on.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Come on,
I want to meet him. Thank you, Lord. I want to know him, and I want him.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Oh, Lord. Jesus, there's some Greeks here. Now, listen. There are some Greeks here. They have traveled a long way to get here. They came to this Passover celebration. Lord, they are Gentiles. They are outsiders. They are outside of the covenant of God's people. Hey, Lord, they are not saved and they're not part of us. They have heard about you, Jesus. They've heard about you at healing the sick and raising the dead, restoring souls, putting people's lives back together. They said they came to see you. They want to meet you, Jesus, and they want to know you. There's just something in their heart that is a drawing them to you. I believe, hallelujah, Philip said, Jesus, if you could have looked into their eyes, you could see their heart. And they traveled a long way to get to this Passover. Hey, Lord, they came here for a reason. Hallelujah, they've heard about your healing power, and they've heard about Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Hallelujah, wrapped in grave clothes. They heard about the story when you stood stood in his grave and you called his name and he came out of the grave. The grave could not hold him. Hey, Lord, how many's willing tonight to go that extra mile and travel all of those miles and say, I want to see him too. I want to meet that one, hallelujah, that can raise the dead and heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise up them that are bound. I'm telling you, he still does it. Hallelujah. God, they're Greeks, Lord. They're outside of the covenant. Hallelujah. They ain't even part of us. But how many knows that Jesus came for the Jews and the Gentiles? How many's glad for this good gospel that reaches across the barrier? Hallelujah. For those that are lost of every race, creed, and color and every nation, I'm glad that he reached to me one night. Hallelujah, and called me. I tell you, I was a million miles away from the Lord when he reached down and he brought me into the family of God. Hey, Lord, he brought me into the church of the living God. I'm born into the church by the Spirit of the living God. I mean, he's going to say tonight, I'm glad for him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Came a long way, traveled a long way. I tell you tonight, there's nobody like him.
That's right.
Amen.
He's worth the trip.
Yep.
Is he worth the trip from Grayson?
Sure is.
All those old country roads out there, and it's dark almost when you get here, and just pitch dark blackness all the way around them curves. But ain't you glad sometimes when you do come that Jesus touches you?
Amen.
He touches your heart. You can't explain it.
Yes.
Something in the house of God, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus has come down, and he has touched you, and it's worth the journey, it's worth the trip.
Yes.
Can I tell you all here tonight, you'll never find a better, you will never find a sweeter, you'll never find a greater person than Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
A sinner could never have a sweeter Savior. A servant could never have a better master. He's a friend of sinners. He's a true friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah,
he's better than mom. He's better than a dad. He's closer to you than a sister or brother. Yes. Can I tell you, Jesus is a friend that'll never walk out on you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. When you have him and when you know him, he'll comfort you when in times of trouble.
Yeah.
When the burdens are heavy and the problems are many.
Yes.
How many can say he's been sweet to my soul in the roughest and hardest times? In the darkest times, my Jesus has been there at the very midnight hour. I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care about the trials. It don't matter about the afflictions. One touch. I said one touch of his hand is worth everything. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. The embrace of his arms. And never a man speak like this man. Never nobody could call your name like Jesus can. He still can calm the storm. He can still say, peace be still. And the waves will hush. And the winds will cease. He walks upon the water. Ain't you glad of that? He still walks on the shores of Galilee, the Holy of Hills. He walks, hallelujah, on a touch is redeemed. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. My Lord, when you have him,
come on,
and when you know him, he will be your comforter.
Yes.
He'll lift you up when you are down.
Yes.
He's hope for the hopeless.
Yeah.
Do you want him?
Oh, Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Makes God even deny he's here.
Yeah, I got him.
Praise the Lord.
I got him.
I got him.
I found him. Yeah. He found me. He left the 90 and the 9 one time. Hey, Lord, safe in the fold. And he came out and he walked through the valleys and the wilderness. Hallelujah. And he found this lost sheep. That's the love of the shepherd. He'll leave the 99 safe in the fold. And he goes out into the wilderness and the mountain. And he will search until, say until with me, until he finds it. I've been telling you the Lord won't give up. We give up sometimes on our loved ones and we think they'll never come to Jesus. But I've been telling you the Lord ain't that away. He ain't that away. It's never too late for God. It ain't too bad for God. I've been telling you the shepherd will search for that lost lamb. He'll search for that lost sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, he layeth it on his shoulder, and he'll bring it back safe out of the fold. I'm telling you, God knows right where you are. He'll come right to you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, I went astray. Did I ever go astray? I was caught in the burrs. I had burrs all over me. Sawbriar stuck in me. I stuck in a thicket.
Yeah.
When he found me, I was a hurting. When he found me, I read those books of Philip Keller, Psalm 23, a shepherd and the sheep. He knows exactly when that sheep is missing.
Yeah. Yes.
Philip Keller, he said, I forgot, two or 3,000 head of sheep, Brother Ron, that man had. I've read that book over and over. He said, I'd take them out of a morning, out of that corral they had. He said, I'd lead them up that hillside. There's a big old hillside. And one thing about sheep, you cannot leave them in one area very long, because when they eat the grass, they eat right down to the dirt.
Yes.
They destroy the grass.
Right.
So what he has to do, he'll leave them like for a day or two on one mountainside. And he'll let them graze there for a while. And then he'll go and get them and bring them back down and across the valley and up on this side of the hill.
Right.
Jesus said, Psalms 23, David wrote it. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul.
Yes.
Listen.
Hello.
Philip Keller says, I go out there, and he's like, come back to the house. I'm down there in the house. And he said, I come out on the porch, and I look up there at the sheep. He said, if I see buzzards a-circling, he said, I know I've got a sheep down.
Come on.
A buzzard will not touch a body till it's dead.
Right.
They eat dead things, dead bodies.
Yeah.
Philip Keller said, when I see that, that's an indication I've got trouble up there. There's one of my sheep that's down. He said, I go in there and get my rifle, and he said, I head right up to the top of that hill, hollering for my sheep.
Mom.
David said in Psalms 42, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Disquieted is the opposite from being quiet and peaceful.
Amen.
Come on.
Sheep like to lay down sometimes. And when they do, and they eat a whole lot, and they're covered with wool, thick wool, they lay down to get comfortable. And Philip Keller said, when they lay down sometimes, if they lay down in a little recess of the land there, of the ground, they can't get back up.
Yep.
Can't get their leg. Their hoofs cannot find the ground. They're laying there. He said all the balance of their body is right in their stomach right there, and they kick and they can't get up.
Can't get up.
And he said, you ought to hear them. Bah. 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 He said, I've had a cast sheep. He said, I go over there, and sometimes, listen, he said, the blood circulation will cut off. When they lay there, they can't feel their legs. The blood circulation cuts off. He said, many times, he said, I bent down on my knees like this. He said, I slipped my arms, my hands underneath the body of that sheep. He said, I raised it back up like this and got it back on its feet. You ought to read that book. He said, it was a wobbling. He couldn't feel its little legs. And he said, I got a straddle of it like it right there to keep it from falling. And he said, I go down its front legs like this. And he said, I would massage its front legs. He said, I'd turn around this way. And he said, I'd massage its back legs until the circulation, the blood started circulating in its little legs again. He said, the sweetest thing that you could ever see. He said, when it got its feelings back, he said, it wobbled. He said, but it went right back over there and among all the other sheep.
Yeah.
I'm back. Raise your little hand. I'm back.
You're back.
But the shepherd found me. He got to me just in time. That's what Jesus, the good shepherd, will do. Sometimes we get down. Sometimes it feels like we've lost our circulation. Come on, we ain't able to stand. We have our problems and we become cast. Hallelujah. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? For I shall yet praise him for the health of my countenance, is what he said. God's not going to heal me. Raise your little hand. That's what the shepherd will do. He'll come and heal you. He'll come and get the blood flowing back in your little body and get you back on your feet. That's what the shepherd will do. Hey, Lord, he said, when they get thirsty, he said, I'll lead them down to streams of that water. Hey, Lord, did you know sheep cannot drink from rippling water? They cannot drink from flowing water, because way a sheep made, and then they suck it up their nostrils and they get strangled. He said, I will find a little recess of that water when it flows down over next to the bank. It's real still, real quiet, peaceful water. It's like a mirror. He said, my sheep will go over there and they'll stick their little head down and drink of that crystal clear water. That is steel as glass. I'm telling you, that is a picture of the peace of God. Hey, Lord, so many times the waters troubled in our soul, and what we need is the peaceful waters again. Hallelujah, to drink. Hallelujah, out of the peace of God. Raise your little hand. I tell you, the Lord will feed us when we're hungry, and he'll lead us beside the steel water. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
I told Mary, what was that today I told you? It was yesterday. 4 more months and I'll be saved half a century. I told Mary, I said, I've never thought of that before. That sounds like a man, mighty long time. That's half of 100 years.
Yeah.
Does it look like I've starved to death? Hallelujah. God's fed me. He's clothed me. He's touched me. He's healed me. He keeps me on my feet. I'm telling you, sometimes I can't hardly move with my back. It freezes up on me. I just about collapsed last night preaching. Nobody knew it. I'm telling you, when that oil of the Spirit of God touches you, I can do things where the Spirit of God's on me, I tell you, it means everything. I had the doctor to tell me way long ago, hallelujah, when they x-rayed me, hallelujah, to hire me up at the Special Metals in Huntington, West Virginia, hallelujah, that doctor told me, he said, I don't know how, son, that they ever healed, they ever hired you with your back twisted, hey, Lord, like that, a scoliosis of the spine. And that doctor told me, he said, you will be in a wheelchair when you're 50 years old. I'm telling you, that's been a long time ago, almost 20 years over that, almost a half a century. I give him a wave offering in the house. It's worth serving him. He's a good shepherd. He's a good Lord. He's a mighty God. He's a great physician. Hey, yes, he is.
Yeah.
I never want to lose that.
Amen.
And I think of you often. The joy that God has put in him.
Come on.
Looking on the bright side. The good side of things.
Amen.
I don't want to be a pessimist. No. I don't. I want to be an optimist.
There you go.
They took two kids one time. Listen to this. Into this room, had no windows. Had a great big pile of sand in there. And they put two little kids in there. Locked them in there. But they had a little peephole that they could look in there and watch them. They told them little boys when they closed the door, said, we'll be back to get you now. Just y'all have a real good time. That one little boy looked at that and he snarled his face and frowned, awful frown ever was. He went over there and sat in the corner and left that big pile of sand. That other little boy, he was building castles, digging tunnels, digging holes, throwing up the sand, playing in the sand. They come there and got them two boys, brought them out there. And he asked that one, he said, son, he said, how come you went over there and sat in the corner? He said, your little buddy over just playing. He's having a good time. Look at him. He was a smiling. He was happy. There ain't nothing going to come out of that old sand. Nothing good in there. Nothing. You ain't going to find nothing good in there. Ask that other little boy, said, son, what would you do? He said, I was so happy. He said, I figured if I dug fast enough, I'd find me a toy. Holy, it's how you look at things. It's your perception. If you'll look at the good things that God's done, you'll look at the things, how he's worked for you. How he has supplied needs for you. He lifted you up and he kept you a-going. Can you slip your little hand up? I tell you what, I might be in a trial right now, but there'll be treasures in darkness, Isaiah said. Treasures in the darkness. Hallelujah. Riches. My Lord, no matter what condition you're in, the Lord can bring something good out of it. Yes, he can. He can bring a testimony out of it. Hallelujah. Well, how that he made a way for you. He saw you and his hand has moved.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know. That's just the Lord. Jesus.
Come on.
Almost a half a century. And I love you, Jesus, through it all.
Sure you do. There you go.
Come on.
You've been good to me, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
I've had my battles.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I've wondered. The problems was heavy. And yes, Lord, there's been times that I doubted. And the thoughts that I have, is it worth it? Will I ever make it?
Come on.
Will I get through this? Will I see God's hand move again? But I waited upon the Lord and I leaned upon him. I didn't turn and leave him, but I held on. Sometimes I felt like I was hanging on by a thread in my faith. But Jesus came through. What a friend he is.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Can I tell you, he's my life here tonight.
Yes.
He is my joy.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
He is my hope.
Yes.
He is my reason for living.
Yeah.
He's my all.
Yes.
If you ever meet him and know him, you will love him.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Touch
him.
Jesus. He will be your everything.
Yes.
He'll be your escape sometimes.
Yeah.
There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful.
Faithful.
He is faithful. To keep you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How's that scripture go? It went from my mind. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able. But will with that temptation make a way up your escape. Come on, there's a door for every one of us when we reach certain phases in our life in a trial. Jesus will open that door and help you through that.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Lord.
Come on.
He's a caring shepherd, he's gentle, but he's strong. He knows just how and when to lift you up.
Yes.
The Bible said that he is altogether lovely. He's the fairest among 10,000s.
Amen.
Nobody can speak like him. When he speaks, his words are with power. Do you all want him tonight?
Yes.
Do you want to know him?
Yes.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a blessed Redeemer that saves and he heals and he forgives. Bless his holy name. Jesus is God's only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord.
Full of grace and truth. He is God's unspeakable gift.
Yes.
I want him for Christmas.
Yes.
He's the greatest Christmas gift.
Yes, he is.
That you could ever receive.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
I feel him right here.
Come on.
He is the Christmas story. He is the King of glory. Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm going to close with this. Brother Charles Langdon got me an appointment to preach at a Baptist church down in Canoga. It was a brick, nice big brick Baptist church. And so he gave me that pastor's number, and so I called the pastor. It's been years ago. I told him who I was. I said, I'm the one Brother Charles Langdon told you about and everything. And he said, yeah. He said, I want you to come preach for me. And I says, okay, I'll be there. I tell you what, I told Mary, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me. What am I going to preach on? You know, going into a place, people that you never know and never been around. What am I going to tell them?
Word.
Stuff. So I was back there praying. I started praying and everything. And I told Mary, I said, go buy me a Christmas box. And I want you to wrap it up, put a ribbon on it, a bow. And I said, before you do, and I got in on the computer. And no, I wasn't. I cut up some papers, 8 by 10 copier papers. And I cut some strips through there. They're probably about this wide and about that long, probably about 3 slices to each page. And I wrote salvation on one, big black magic marker, forgiveness on another one, joy on another one, and peace and hope. The last one I had was hope. So I put that in that box, and Mary wrapped it up. I mean, beautiful Christmas paper and everything. Had a big bow right on the top of it. So I went in there, and I had that big box in my hand. I walked up to that pastor. I said, brother, God's laid all this on me. And I says, I've got papers inside of this right here with names on it. And I said, I want to use it for an illustration. He said, you obey the Lord. And I never will forget that. So I got up, gave my testimony, began to preach and everything. And I told the people, I said, what do you really want for Christmas?
Come on.
What do you really want for Christmas this year? And I tell you, I had everybody looking at me, and every eye was focused on me, and I reached over and got that big old box, And I began to tear the paper off of it and tear that big old ribbon off of it, that big bow off of the top of it. Wadded all that paper up, threw it over there. And when I started raising that lid on that, they was looking. They had no idea what was in that box.
Yeah.
I said, out of all things that you would really, really, really want this Christmas, I said, what is it? And I reached in there and got the first one. And it was salvation. I held it up right here. Big black magic marker. Salvation. I said, is there anybody in the house who wants to be saved and wants God's salvation for Christmas? I reached in there and I brought out that wand at forgiveness. I said, anybody need God to forgive you of your sins so you could be saved? I held that. Everybody's eyes was a looking on to me. I held that one up of peace. I said, how many wants peace this Christmas? More than anything, you want peace in your heart. You want Jesus in your heart to find peace. And they was a looking at me, Brother J.D., just staring at me, quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And I reached in there and got the last one, and it was hope. Brother Charles, when I raised that one up like this, I went and let everybody look at it. I said, they might be somebody here tonight that it seems hopeless for you. Maybe you've lost hope and you need hope for Christmas more than anything. More than anything. There was a woman, she come a tearing out of there, didn't she? Looked like she was in her 40s. A woman come a tearing out of there and scooted right into the altar and prayed and wept and cried and prayed. She said afterwards, she stood and testified, she said, it was exactly what I needed. It felt like I had lost hope. She said, I want Jesus and I want hope in my heart for Christmas this year. Talked to that man later. I don't know, weeks or maybe a few months later. That woman was singing in the choir. She was a lost soul. She was a sinner that came to Jesus. And she found hope for a Christmas present. She found the Lord. Hallelujah. That pastor told me, Brother Ron, he said, she's the most faithful one I've got. And she's in the choir singing all the time. She never misses a church service. He said, I'm glad you obeyed the Lord. I said, it was God. I said, he led me to preach that away. And he said, she's got victory in her soul. Hallelujah. Mary comes to the piano. I'm going to close right here. Hallelujah to God. How many wants Jesus, wants this good shepherd for Christmas more than any other thing in your life? You want the peace and the joy. I was thinking, Brother Ron, as I was down there going around the park, Mary and I drove around the park here, Central Park, and I was looking at all those lights. You know, this is a beautiful time of year, and I love lights. I love Christmas trees. I love gifts. I like the colors. People's got their homes decorated up and everything. I was thinking of all the homes that I passed. Listen, they've got the shrubbery, the beautiful lights all around their house and the front lawns and the shrubbery. But how many in those houses don't have peace in the home? No peace in the family. They don't have Jesus. I'll tell you, he's greater than anything. He's greater than all this world. Would you stand with me, those that are able? Jesus, can I ask you, what do you want? What do you want for this Christmas? What is your need? What is your desire? Do you want more of the Lord? I want to know him. The Greeks came. Jesus, Philip and Andrew said to Jesus, we saw the desire in their eyes. He said you could see the longing and the desire in their face. It came from their heart. They wanted to meet you. They wanted to see you. They come a long way to find you. Let's pray. Let's pray and ask Jesus, oh Lord. Oh Lord, I want you. I want to see you. I want to have you, Lord. I want you in my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Once I had nothing to call my own, I wondered so aimlessly. what about you? Well, I wouldn't trade Jesus for silver or gold. My life's been so happy since I found the Lord.
Yes, God, yes, God.
He's always been guiding me.
He's my